From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
I'm Melissa Block. And as we've been reporting, Senator Hillary Clinton is the projected winner of tonight's Pennsylvania primary. The state's voters gave her a boost in her effort to stop Barack Obama. He leads in the overall delegate count. The contest moves on next to Indiana and North Carolina. Let's take a minute to hear from some voters and a would-be voter across Pennsylvania today.
It's very exciting because this is one of the few times that Pennsylvania has a voice in the primary, the presidential primary.
I'm decided, but it's not a firm decision. I don't feel passionate about it either way.
I hope that we can improve the economy. I hope that we can emphasize creating green jobs and focusing on renewable energy.
More than anything, I want a Democrat to win the next election, and I like both of the candidates, but I think that just having a Democrat in office is the most important thing.
Like, I'm not a Democrat, and I'm not Republican. I'm in the middle, you know, either way. So I thought I could just vote since I go either way, but they said I couldn't do it this time. So I can vote in November, but I can't vote today.
That's Roseanne Cotman of Folcroft, Elizabeth Woolbanks of Swarthmore, Ben Rose of Chads Ford, Nanelle Barish, also of Swarthmore, and Pete Newspiel of Media, Pennsylvania, who were all at Pennsylvania polling places today. Early reports indicate that the turnout was very strong. NPR's political correspondent Mara Liasson is with me now. And Mara, Barack Obama narrowed the gap from the polls many weeks ago, but he couldn't catch Hillary Clinton. Why not?
No, he couldn't catch Hillary Clinton. Oh, there are a lot of reasons. Reverend Wright and Bitter are two of them. We can start with those.
Clinging bitterly to
Reverend Wright or whatever. But yeah, those are two of the reasons. He did make some progress. Based on the exit polls, it looks like he has improved his showing with that key demographic, white working class voters, a little bit from Ohio. He certainly isn't back to where he was in Wisconsin or Virginia or Maryland. But so he did a little bit better. He's got a lot of work to do if he's going to get these voters in the fall if he's the nominee.
Well, they've counted more than 20% of the vote in Pennsylvania. It's at this point a 6-point lead for Senator Clinton. If we get a lead that's somewhere between 6 and 9 points, let's say, where does that leave this contest?
Well, it certainly leaves it going on, and she gets the right to go on. I think if she won by fewer than 5, she'd be facing a lot of pressure to drop out. I think if she doesn't get the double-digit win, I think that she won't have the bragging rights that she had hoped to have. I think she won't staunch the flow of superdelegates as much as she would have if she'd won by double digits. And as Tad Devine just explained a minute ago to our listeners, she only is going to get net the number of delegates as she gets in her
right.
popular vote percentage margin. And, 10% is only net 10 delegates. And when he's ahead by about 140, that doesn't really cut into his lead. So she gets the right to fight on, but not to change the dynamic.
Okay. NPR's Mara Liasson. Thank you, Mara.